Hello, this is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Baltimore on Q1370 WQLL. Catholic Baltimore is a weekly radio program hosted by the Archdiocese of Baltimore, airing each Sunday following the broadcast of the Radio Mass of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic radio partners for sharing with us some of the contents in this program and for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to the Archdiocese of Baltimore every Sunday.
This is Sean Kane, and you're listening to Catholic Baltimore. We are here today with Mr. Paul Christoph, who's the principal of St. Michael the Archangel School in Overly, and Karina Savisky, who is the school's advancement director. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
So for those who may be unfamiliar with St. Michael, can you tell us a little bit about the school?
Yes. St. Michael the Archangel School is located in Overly, Maryland, just off the Beltway, exit 32A. St. Michael's School was opened in 1926. We are a large campus of two buildings with a dedicated building to preschool and kindergarten, as well as a full-size gym. We currently have an enrollment of 217.
So, Paul, this is your second year as head of the school. Now that you have a full year under your belt, can you give me a little bit of a sense for your perceptions about the school and the St. Michael's community and why it's such a great choice for families?
No, absolutely. I think over the course of the last 14 months or so, what I've been most impressed with is the sincerity and the generosity of the families that are part of the St. Michael's community as well as the Overly community. The different various projects that we do throughout the school year as far as service themes, you see the children in their faces and they generally care about the person next to them. And it's been such a warm and welcoming environment. I really have enjoyed my time there.
And I'm sure, there are lots of comparisons and contrasts between public schools and Catholic schools, and you've now served in both. Have you noticed the one thing I continually hear is just, especially from teachers who come from one environment to the other, just how involved and invested the parents are and how much of a difference that makes in the functioning of the school and the learning capacity for the children?
Absolutely. All of our students have families and parents that are very involved. The value that I see is that we really can spend time on teaching the whole child, spiritually, emotionally, academically as well, to get our students ready for high school and beyond. And I think that's been the biggest change.
I think that you touched on the faith piece especially is one of the things that separates Catholic schools from other schools is that you do have all of that multifaceted approach to teaching that is a little bit different. And of course, our schools are open to children of all faiths. We're unabashedly Catholic, but they're not there to proselytize. And so can you, give us a sense for the tremendous asset that a Catholic education is in the life of a child, and especially in their faith lives?
Absolutely. I first want to say that all children are welcome at St. Michael's. We have a diverse population. It encompasses all faiths and races. Throughout the day, students learn from each other, learn from teachers, learn from the community members. But you touched on a good point. A Catholic education is a tremendous asset. It builds a faith foundation for all children, and they see that they're part of something bigger than just than their local level. So, mm-hmm. We've been really happy with that. Last year, our students did really well with tuition money as well. So we're really trying to get our students ready for high school and beyond.
Karina, you're often speaking to potential parents, prospective families coming into the school. What are some of the things that you tell them about St. Michael's that kind of sets them apart from other schools in the area?
St. Michael's boasts a strong community, and I oftentimes tell them that there are small class sizes and strong academics, diverse community in the school. Our students do strong in their respective high schools once they leave St. Michael's. Last year's class was awarded over $450,000 in scholarships. This year we had two classes of pre-K-4. Our preschool is dedicated in a separate building, and we serve both part-time and full-time for preschool. So we have classes of both part-time and full-time. And
so you probably hear from parents all the time who've gone through the school that their kids are prepared, ready, we're ready for the next step.
Yes, absolutely.
And those kids go on to high schools like, what, Archbishop Curley and Catholic High
and Calvert Hall, Loyola, exactly.
So the school, as you mentioned at the top of the segment, has had a significant increase in enrollment this year. And are there things that you can look back and say, you know, as point to as reasons why for the enrollment increase?
Yes, definitely. We've had some outside sources have helped us improve our technology in the building. The energy that Mr. Kristoff brings to the school is contagious, and the faculty, parents, and students are spreading that energy throughout the school and in the community. And also with the partnership of the Healy Foundation, which is a Catholic family foundation that has joined our school, we've learned best practices for enrollment management. And with myself as the full-time advancement director, with the help of our strong school office staff, we are able to meet the needs of the potential families that come into St. Michael's.
Sean, I want to add a couple pieces to that, too, as well. St. Michael's has a long history. It's a fantastic community. And a lot of what we've been working on over the last 14 months is to get our name out there. You know, and thank you for having us today as well, to let people know that St. Michael's is an incredible place to bring your children. We have a caring, nurturing faculty. You know, the comments we get from parents and students alike is that it really is a family there. You know, really spend a lot of time on building relationships. So it's a place where I know children want to be.
And it's certainly embedded in the Overly community. It's been there nearly 100 years, so that has to be a tremendous asset for the school as well as for the community. Do you get that kind of feedback? You clearly get support from the people who live and work in Overly, and how important is that for the school?
Yes, we're oftentimes thought of as the cornerstone of the Overly community. We're active in the Overly Fullerton Business Association as well as the Overly Community Association, and our students participate in the Overly Recreation Center activities. We definitely have a strong partnership with the community in Overly.
And what are some of the signature programs at the school?
For the lower grades, we have a really strong academic program. We use the Smart Kids Reading Program. And this year, we're able to implement small group instruction as far as either push in or pull out with our tutoring program. We have after-school tutoring. We just started a Lego club this school year. And then with the generosity of the Archdiocese, starting in January, we'll have a 3D printer, which will combine with the robotics program that we're going to be starting as well in January. It just provides a lot of opportunities for students to grow their learning. And as well, in January, we're going to be starting a gifted and talented program to address our higher learners.
That's great. So one of the things that I think is a myth for our schools is that they tend to teach to the middle, but clearly there are programs in our schools that represent the learning differences that children have and help to address those.
Absolutely. And as you brought a great point up, that we're working with all the children. You know, each child has a gift that God gave them, and we're just there to nurture it.
And you referenced earlier that the school can provide some scholarship and tuition assistance for families. Is that something that if there's a prospective family out there and they're thinking, well, Catholic schools are probably a lot of money, they see the costs of other private schools and they assume that Catholic schools are the same, when in reality they're far, far cheaper, far more affordable, and yet the school can do some things to help families. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We do our best to make St. Michael's School affordable to those who are interested in the school. We have several sources of income for tuition assistance. We encourage families to apply early and to complete the application with our tuition management service.
And does the school have an open house, or is there an opportunity for people to come in if they want to just visit and see what the school has to offer?
Yes. St. Michael's School will host an open house on Friday, November 6th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., also, our annual Christmas Bazaar scheduled November 13th and 14th. So that's a good time to come and visit the school, and it's a great event for the school and time for visiting, you know, the community and the school. And also, they can call the office at 410-668-8797 and schedule a personal tour if they wish.
And before I let you go, are there athletic programs available at the school if someone says, oh, my child is interested in playing basketball or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a cross-country team. We have a basketball team. We partnered with some of the local middle schools to provide opportunities. We had a flag football team last school year. We played Maryvale and lacrosse last school year. So we're trying to provide different opportunities outside the classroom.
That's great. And what's the best way if somebody wants to learn more about St. Michael's? Is there a website that they can go to?
Sure. They can visit our website, www.stmichaelsoverly.org, or call the school, 410-668-8797. And my suggestion would be, if you can have the time, to come out for open house on November 6th. To see the children in the seats is the best way to sell the school.
That's great. Paul and Karina from St. Michael the Archangel School in Overly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you,
God bless.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. There are big changes coming to the Catholic Review. The October 29th edition of the award-winning publication marked the last to be printed on newsprint. Beginning with the December issue, the Catholic Review will transition from a biweekly newspaper to a glossy monthly magazine. The new magazine will be distributed 4 times a year to every registered Catholic home in the Archdiocese and 8 times a year to Mass-goers in local parishes. The first issue will arrive in Catholic homes the weekend before Thanksgiving. The move to a monthly magazine is just one part of a larger strategic plan undertaken by Catholic Review Media. The plan includes the magazine, the continuation and enhancement of content on the publication's website at catholicreview.org, continued extensive use of social media, and the addition of new tools to communicate with Catholics via email, text messaging, and a mobile app. For more information and for a history of the Catholic Review newspaper, visit catholicreview.org. It seems like a monumental undertaking, but Father Serafin Bischoner is ready for it. The Third Order Regular Franciscan Priest, who teaches church history at the Dominican House of Studies in Washington, recently relaunched his Catholic Under the Hood podcast, refocusing it on telling the history of the Catholic Church from apostolic times to the present. Now, several months into an effort he estimates will take 4 years, Father Bischoner has already provided an overview of the Greek, Roman, and Jewish influences on the early church. "I hope listeners come away with an understanding of how broad the church is," he said. "I want them to hear how people understand and practice the Catholic faith, not just in Europe or the United States, but in other lands." Read more about the podcast in the October 29th Amen column in the Catholic Review or online at catholicreview.org. From the newsroom of the Catholic Review, this is George Matisek.
You are listening to Catholic Baltimore on Q1370 WQLL.
This is Sean Kane, and you're listening to Catholic Baltimore. We're here today continuing our look at the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and we're pleased to be joined by Mrs. Madeline Ball, the principal of the John Carroll School in Bel Air, and Ed Maynor, who's the director of enrollment. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting
us. Thank you.
So for those who may not be familiar with the John Carroll School, can you give us a sense for its history and location, and just tell us a little bit about the school?
Sure. John Carroll was named after the first Catholic bishop and archbishop of the United States. The school was founded in 1964 with a freshman class of about 220 students. We are located in Harford County in Bel Air. We are coeducational, independent Catholic high school. We have over 8,000 alum who've served the nation and the world in a great variety of roles. We have an alum who's the president of Sony Pictures. We have a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. We also have Lieutenant General Mark Ramsey of the U.S. Air Force, who works with the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon. We're located about 5 miles off of Route 95 and about 13 miles north of the Beltway. We have an average class size of around 18 to 22 students. We have some outstanding academic programs that are in a variety of genres, including college prep, honors, and advanced placement, where we have over 18 courses in advanced placement.
And the school is co-educational, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you mentioned the location, and I would imagine that that for many people who would like to attend John Carroll but don't live near it, they may wonder about transportation. Can you give us a sense for what the school does to help students like that?
Sure. Well, a little bit about the school in terms of the campus. We have a 72-acre campus which boasts, you know, athletic fields. We have an outdoor classroom that was recently completed by one of our seniors during their senior project. We also have 2 ponds on the campus, which are used for wetlands studies for biology, environmental science, and marine science. We also have a small dormitory for international students. For domestic students, we do offer a bus service that runs to Baltimore County, but others are being considered right now in light of the increasingly broad geographical area that John Carroll is now reaching out to. We are considering bus service to northern Baltimore County, the Baldwin-Moncton area. We are also looking at bus service to Cecil County and Havity Grace as well.
Most of the Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese tend to be single-sex. It would seem to me that the fact that John Carroll is co-ed school, that would be a strength. Is that, how do you approach that?
Yeah, we recognize that single-sex schools are better suited for some students, but we truly strongly believe in the benefits of co-education because it provides a real-life educational and social experience. I think the friendships among our students are very strong and supportive and lasting, and it's important for young men and women to understand and learn from each other and to prepare for lives in which they have to interact constantly.
And we hear more and more families, not just in Harford County, but beyond, choosing John Carroll, and it's become increasingly a destination for international students. You mentioned the international facility that you have on the campus. Can you talk a little bit about that program and kind of how it's taken off in the last few years?
Sure. It's always been a part of our mission to provide a global perspective for our students, and that's not always easy in Harford County, so we felt we needed to bring the world to our students by incorporating an international student program. We currently have 70 students from 11 different countries. They come from Belgium, China, Korea, Canada, Honduras, Germany, Lithuania, Liberia, Vietnam, Nigeria, and this year a student from Montenegro. So the students, both local and international, are truly drawn to the safety and the supportiveness of our environment. It's typical for our students to refer to us as the John Carroll family. They sense this underlying foundation of love and support. It allows them to take educational risks and grow as a result. In terms of inclusion, we honor their unique backgrounds and cultures, as well as valuing them as members of our community. From the minute they arrive on campus, and we encourage their involvement in a full range of activities, sports, music, theater, arts, clubs, service, and through our advisory program, we talk with them daily to ascertain their adjustment and their integration into the life at John Carroll.
It seems that in addition to a benefit to those students directly, that it would be quite enriching for the entire school community.
Yes, it is. It's enriching for everyone there. We have a lot to learn from each other. It's a high form of education, but it's also, to us, it's a moral imperative. Us doing our share as a school community to contribute to global peace and goodwill. And as our mission statement mandates, we want to develop young people who seek to shape a more just and compassionate global society.
What a great opportunity for those students.
Yes.
What are some of the academic programs that are available at the school?
We have our St. Joseph program that's available at John Carroll. It takes a multifaceted approach to academics. It provides the highly motivated student with learning differences an opportunity to succeed, because we believe that all students can succeed if they are given the right environment and necessary learning accommodations. Again, this is a program that is put in place for students with documented learning differences, where we offer both self-contained and mainstream classroom experiences. All teachers involved in the St. Joseph program are trained in learning differences and differentiated instruction. There's also a study skills course available as a possible component for the overall plan, along with tutoring, individual study times that are available as needed, and there's also a two-week summer program that's required your freshman year. We also have college prep programs, honors programs. As I mentioned earlier, we have 18 AP courses, and some of the, I think notable results of some of the programs we have in place is last year we were able to win the Harford County Academic Team Championship, and then also our kids went on to win nationals, or to go to nationals. We also have a mock trial team that also placed first in Harford County. Plus we have an outstanding speech and debate team known as the Speech Creatures, all kind of spin-offs of some of the programs that we have in place available. I know that Madeline may touch on it here, but we also have a STEM program that's now in its fourth year. Our seniors are the first graduating group of STEM students. We also have a FLEX program available. So, obviously we have a very robust program in place to to accommodate students of all different types of learning backgrounds.
I would imagine you touched on STEM, that with your proximity to Aberdeen Proving Ground, that you have a lot of families who look to John Carroll as a great place to educate their children. These are scientists, with children. Talk to me a little bit about your STEM program, and then maybe also touch on the technology that the school is incorporating.
Sure. In STEM, I think what makes us unique is that we don't fixate on a particular area. We want students to explore a variety of STEM areas. We have courses available in architecture, CAD, marine biology, engineering, computer programming. And the way that it's called the STEM Academy, the way it works, the students work on research over 4 years to develop a final senior project in their particular interest in STEM. So we think that is unique. In terms of I'd like to also mention the FLEX program, which stands for Financial Literacy and Entrepreneurial Exploration. We have financial literacy as a required sophomore course, and in our entrepreneurial studies, we want to establish an entrepreneurial spirit to problem solve, resolve conflicts, make the world a better place. And in that program, you can earn as many as 6 college credits via the University of Delaware and Harford Community College before you graduate. We also have senior projects. Every senior creates a project in one or a combination of career exploration, community service, creative expression, the pursuit of a dream or some passion. And it's a year-long educational opportunity in which they have to utilize their critical thinking, independent expression, personal responsibility, and demonstrate their growth during their senior year. Of course, service learning, that's a whole mindset of service. We encourage direct service to the poor and marginalized, and every student has to give 60 hours of service to graduate, but we don't emphasize the attainment of hours. We emphasize more the reflection and learning that takes place as a result. Last year, our entire school did over 41,000 hours of service. That's approximately 60 hours per student in 1 year. So we think that is working.
And it speaks to the Catholic mission of the school.
Absolutely.
And service to others.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Ed, you probably want to talk about the one-to-one program?
The iPad program?
Yes. So we have what is considered a one-to-one tablet PC program. It's been in place for 10 years. We were one of the first schools to implement this program. We felt it necessary to kind of, move into the 21st century, so to speak, and related it as a real-world experience for students. We originally started as just a tablet PC program, but now we are more of a one-to-one laptop program where students have the ability to bring in MacBooks. We have some students that use MacBook Pros or MacBook Airs, but we also have a number of students that still use the traditional tablet PC as well.
You have a 72-acre campus, which not many schools come in here talking about 72 acres, and I've seen it. It's a beautiful campus. You've already touched on the use of the natural surroundings as a classroom space. You have an outstanding athletic department and first-class fine arts program. What's the best way for people to learn more about these programs and so much else at John Carroll?
You can go to our website, johncarroll.org. We also have a Facebook page. We also have a Twitter account. We also have an Instagram account. We give tours any day of the week by appointment. We also will offer drop-in tours as well.
Madeline and Ed from the John Carroll School, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You are listening to Catholic Baltimore on Q1370 WQLL.
The season of sacraments is nearly here. First Holy Communion, Confirmation, and weddings. Visit the Baltimore Basilica, America's first cathedral, and stop by the gift shop for all of your gift needs. From beautiful frames to crucifixes and crosses, statues, and one-of-a-kind rosaries, the Basilica gift shop has it all. Friendly, knowledgeable staff members can help you select the perfect gift. Also available, Baltimore's very own Mouth Party Caramels, locally designed hand-painted signs and jewelry, plus gifts for Easter as well as an extensive line of St. Patrick's Day items sure to bring out the Irish in everyone. Visit the Basilica Gift Shop at 409 Cathedral Street in Baltimore or call 410-727-3565 for hours and directions. Free street parking available directly in front of the Basilica between 9:30 and 4 p.m.
Now more than ever, the world needs what Catholic schools have to offer, where the soul is nourished, potential is realized, and lasting friendships and experiences shape who we will become. Come see for yourself the difference a Catholic school education makes in the hearts and minds of our students. You're invited to attend a Catholic high school open house, shadow day, or personal tour, and witness how every student is valued, learning is celebrated, and faith is strengthened, all in an environment that provides the rigorous, advanced education our children need to succeed in the 21st century. For a complete listing of Catholic high school admission events, including registration for the upcoming high school placement test, please check out www.archbalt.org or call 1-800-5-CATHOLIC. That's 1-800-5-CATHOLIC. Archdiocese of Baltimore Catholic Schools. Rise above.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Baltimore. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May God bless us and keep us always in his love.